This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And the big budget is not done yet. Members of the House headed back to Washington to work through it after the Senate passed with a vice presidential vote. And one of the issues is Medicaid. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show is Meg Sneed, who was the former acting secretary of the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services and former secretary of policy and planning for Governor Tom Wolf. Meg, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's not assume everybody knows what Medicaid is. So if you don't mind, explain how there is a federal and then state effect on Medicaid and what it is.
Absolutely. So the Medicaid program is the nation's largest health insurer for seniors, people with disabilities, and it covers one in four people in Pennsylvania. That's not just a number, it's nearly a quarter of your friends, neighbors, coworkers, and family members that rely on Medicaid. Any policy that removes or that moves to reduce eligibility, benefits, or funding will have deep ripple effects across these communities, our state economy, and our healthcare systems. If these cuts go through, we're looking at more than 300,000 people losing access to health insurance as a result of this bill.
In the past, the president, while running and many times before, has said there will be absolutely no cuts to Medicaid. Now, they will go after fraud, naturally, which I think everyone understands, but Medicaid itself would be untouched. So what changed?
Well, this bill includes more than $1 trillion in cuts to Medicaid. So that's just a blatant lie that there are no cuts to the Medicaid program. And it's impossible to say that people won't feel the effects of that cut when more than one in four people in Pennsylvania rely on that program for access to health insurance. I think that what you see, if you take a step back and look at what's happening in Congress, Republicans in Congress and in the Senate are terrified of Donald Trump. They care more about his agenda than what matters to their own constituents and in their own communities. This isn't just limited to those that are in Congress and in the Senate. Look at Pennsylvania State Treasurer Stacey Garrity, who doesn't take a vote in Washington or in Harrisburg, but came out in support of the Big Beautiful Bill, despite being a rural Republican in support of transparency, because she needs Donald Trump's support for her bid for governor in 2026. The change here is largely because these Republicans need the support of the president for their political futures rather than the needs of the constituents in their communities.
Well, we did hear the senator from Alaska say that she didn't believe in the bill, but she voted for it anyway to take care of her constituents in her state. And I think if you spoke privately, above and beyond everything else, this is one issue that really hits hard to a lot of individuals. And is it too late, though? I mean, it looks like they have just enough votes to get it through.
Well, the Senate sent it back to the House yesterday, so the House has said they will take up a vote on it today. I would encourage people to Google who your member of Congress is and call them right now and tell them not to vote on this bill. It is absolutely not too late to voice your support, or I'm sorry, your opposition. I also just want to say the impacts on rural communities of this bill cannot go understated. More than 15 rural hospitals in Pennsylvania are slated to close if this bill goes through. It's really important that we recognize the impact to health insurance and coverage for people in rural communities and just how devastating this bill will be for folks in those communities.
Why do you suppose that there's such a big push on Medicaid?
Well, I think Medicaid is a sort of easy place to cut, right? It's really, a lot of people on Medicaid don't even realize that they're on Medicaid. They often think they're on UPMC for You or Geisinger Health Plan. It's really a way for, that's private managed care companies that manage people's Medicaid benefits. And the way that our elected officials talk about Medicaid makes it really easy. It's really complicated. It makes it really easy for people to kind of gloss over. But when we talk about more than a quarter of people in Pennsylvania receiving Medicaid benefits, we're talking about your neighbors, your family, your friends. Almost everybody will be impacted.
It's really on the edge right now. What happens if the bill passes to those people? Or will there be any options? I know the state funds part of Medicaid, but the states are all waiting to see what the federal bill is because that's so intrinsic to their budgets.
Absolutely. The Medicaid program is the safety net. Without it, I'm not sure where people turn.
All right. Well, I appreciate you joining us this morning, Meg. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Meg Sneed, former acting secretary of Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.